This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Let's go. Let's go. Yell it.
McFarland.
McFarland.
Sammy. McFarland.
Pat.
All of Play Tessie. And I am Rob Bradford of the aforementioned Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. And our good friend, Tommy. Tommy the producer. What do you got, Tommy?
McFarland.
I see. It's not quite coming from the diaphragm, but it's almost there.
It's like from the neck.
You're all grown up. Someday, Tommy, you'll be all grown up. Okay? Maybe by the end of the show. Who knows?
I got a full beard now, Bradford. I'm getting there.
Ooh, look at you. So you can say that you can grow a mustache. I don't know why I would ask that. Could you grow a mustache?
For Peyton Tolley, I might shave it in.
So do you have a beard now?
Yeah.
Okay. By the end of the show, can you shave off the beard part and just have the mustache and take a photo?
I could actually, yes.
All right, do that.
I'll make it happen.
If you really care about the show, if you care about the brand, if you care about us, you'll do that because I think that your brand has never been hotter. I think Peyton Tolley's brand has never been hotter. And the amount of mustaches, fake mustaches, that will be sold in the next at least four days. Right, I saw some out there yesterday, and they were makeshift mustaches. They weren't official mustaches. MLB is I would imagine MLB is going to license the mustaches now, right? Correct.
It's going to be something like the 2013 beard sales.
Well, that's what I was. I was talking to two young ladies on my way to my car last night, and they had the fake mustaches. And I said, "That's exactly like if you want to get in business, this is 2013 all over again. This was almost the exact same time the whole beard thing happened with those guys, Band of Bearded Brothers or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until now, and I did this exercise the other day, reflecting on comparing 2013 where the belief in the Red Sox took off around this time. They came back from a West Coast trip. They beat the Orioles two straight. And you had all the Bruins in the clear. You had an Aaron Hernandez trial in the clear. Now it was all Red Sox. They were growing the beards. And that's how it kind of feels. And it's weird that I say this. And I want everyone to call. We're going to be on for the next 3 hours with the Play Tessie guys. Gordo, Sammy, Pat, here at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. But I look at it this way. It's weird to say, like, we're coming out of the gate, and we're yelling about mustaches, and we're yelling about vibes, and we're yelling about beliefs. And the Red Sox lost last night. But this is maybe one of the biggest aberrations that we'll ever have. Because you can call up and say they lost. They're a half game behind the Yankees. Woe is them. They can't afford to lose. I don't care. Like, I don't care. I'm digging in on this, and I think you guys will probably agree. This is an aberration. That night, last night, was a win. That was a win. That was a big picture win. Yeah, it for the Red Sox, that sucked that the bullpen blew up, whatever. But in the big picture, that was a win. And let's be honest, guys, for just the enjoyment of a baseball season, that was a win. Because sometimes you get that call-up, you get that Peyton Tolley moment with maybe a prospect or whatever, and you can be 20 games out. And people are like, oh, yay, future. But you're in the middle of the pennant race. We're not talking about next year. We aren't even, like, hinting at, oh, Peyton Tolley is going to be part of the rotation next year. Isn't that going to be awesome? That conversation is, like, on the power rankings, number 10. This is about the here and the now and what happened last night, the vibes, what it means to this year's Red Sox team. So, 617-779-7937. Like we said, we're going to be with you till 3 o'clock. Brian Abraham is going to come in later in the show to accept his Baseball is a Morning sweatshirt, ooh, which is his payment for coming on for free the entire year. And he also will maybe give us his best Peyton Tolley story. But tell me that I'm wrong or tell me that I'm right. Is it my prerogative to be right or my prerogative to be wrong? Who wants to go first? Sammy.
Ooh,
look at you. That raising your hand.
That atmosphere last night in Fenway Park. I know they lost. That stunk. We're all upset about that. But that atmosphere alone is something we have not had in so long. And it was so refreshing to be in the house. The energy in there, it felt so different. To me, it felt like 2021, not 2013. When you have a team that maybe the expectations were, you know, high, low, up and down all year long, and now it feels like everything's coming together. The playoffs are completely in sight. And now you inject this kid, technically a kid, he looks like an adult, Peyton Tolley into the mix. Oh, my God. And he's bouncing off the mound. The crowd loves him already.
And by the way, and the other part about this is that you have the most iconic pitcher right now in baseball going up against him.
Right.
Yeah. Which is almost like, I don't want to say lost in the shuffle, but put it this way, and I don't mean to interrupt you. My apologies, okay?
Accept it.
I'm just like, they just threw the cougar in the car. I got to lower the heart rate. But when you were watching the game, what half inning were you paying more attention to? For me, and believe me, you guys know me, I'm bobbing and weaving all over the place during the game. So, like, there's stuff to do. So I'm not necessarily laser focused on every single pitch. Last night I was laser focused on every pitch. But I asked myself, which half inning was I more focused on? And it's bizarre. It's incredible that I was much more focused on Peyton Tolley pitching than I was Paul Skeens pitching. And I don't know if you could go to any Paul Skeens start that he's ever had that anybody could have said that.
Right.
I don't know. Like, I don't, because there's not a pitcher like him. But the circumstances of the Red Sox last night, that's what that reality was like. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I was going to add, going toe-to-toe with Paul Skeens for Peyton Tolley. I mean, that was, they were neck and neck that whole game. And also on the radar gun, by the way. Tolley throwing just as hard. Everyone likes to talk up Paul Skeens' velocity, rightfully so. He's unbelievable. Tolley.
Well, that was the epitome of, here comes the third deck. I know there's no third deck.
I saw the adrenaline tweet.
Yeah, all I could think of, because I have to bring it back to my own self when it comes to running marathons. I don't know if you know this. I've ran 6 marathons.
Get me in there.
I can tell by the quarters up your right
now. Oh, my goodness. Listen, I'm branded all the time. But I will say this. All I could think of, the first marathon I ran, I was high-fiving and chest-bumping for the first 3 miles. I'm like, isn't this awesome? Everyone's cheering for me. And you know what happens? You burn all through all that energy. Your heart rate's too high. And then by the time you get halfway through, you're like, oh, man, I shouldn't have done that. But that's what happened last night. In case anyone has anything, like why they took out Peyton Tolley, it was an easy one. This was easy. His velocity on his fastball, number one, had reached levels that it hadn't reached in his entire life. I think it was 99.1.
Yeah,
right?
In the first inning, he's barely ever.
Right, 99.1. And then by the time that 6th inning rolled around, he was at 94, his fastball. That's what happened. There's nothing wrong with that, and I'm sure that won't be the case going forward, but that's what happened that time. So I don't know where I was going with that.
I'll answer your question about which half inning I was paying attention to. The top of the inning, for sure, and you know, nothing against Skeens or watching the Red Sox hit, but this is so unusual for Red Sox fans. At least, and I'll speak for the Playtesi guys in our age demographic, we haven't had this big-time pitcher come up through the system like this pretty much ever. Like, I know.
Yeah, Bayo doesn't. So
not quite Bayo.
Yeah, I mean, Hanson. You guys can weigh in on this, Gordo and Pat. I mean, we're trying to think about this. Like, Bayo.
Henry Owens.
Can I give one that no one's talking about? Whose debut maybe rivaled Tolley's? No one talks about Eduardo Rodriguez and what he did.
Well, the youngest, by the way, he was younger than Tolley was.
That was a trade, though.
He was
a prospect.
But when he was called up, it wasn't like this. And I respect your opinion, right? Correct?
Sometimes.
All right. I respect your opinion now. And so I respect your opinion. But here's the thing. I don't know in the moment if there's been something like that. And I hesitate to say because of the image that he portrayed, but I won't hesitate to say it's because of the image he portrayed. Like, Bayo was hyped up. Eduardo Rodriguez was hyped up. Whatever. Clay Buchholz was hyped up. John Lester was hyped up. But we haven't had the Paul Bunyan-esque figure go out. Do you know who? Oh, my.
Yes.
There's no way.
Gordo, you do not know who Paul Bunyan is?
No. Paul Bunyan.
Oh, like my.
Chops wood.
Are you kidding me?
So
I'm just going to power through this. We have not had the Paul Bunyan-esque figure.
Is this a movie reference?
No, he's a starter for the Twins.
Hey, you know what? Go sit in the corner and Google. But we have not had that Paul Bunyan-esque figure, that 6'6" guy with a big mustache and, you know, who's doing defensive slides over the first baseline. Like, all this stuff. Like, we haven't had that image. And by the way, I don't know if you guys caught the post-game press conference. Like, I knew this because I sat down with him and I told you guys this guy's personality is crazy, is great. But then the post-game press conference, did you hear this? The post-game press conference?
Bits and pieces.
All right. You got to listen to the whole thing. I put it up on the Baseballs or Boring feed. The whole thing is like, this was not even close. The most genuine, excited, interesting post-game press conference that we have had in years. He comes in and he acts exactly like you would want a 21-year-old, goofy, big guy to act.
Well, he's also just feeling things, you know, like you see so often in these postgame pressers, regardless of whether it's a vet, the manager, or a guy with making his first start or playing his first game. They say what they think they need to say, but this guy opened up and he let you know how he was feeling, like before the game, during the game.
Well, so one of the things, I don't know if you guys heard it, but they asked him, like, what happened when Cora took you out? He's like, I just looked at all the guys, all the infielders, I said, you guys are so cool. Like, you guys are so cool. And then he said, right out of the gate, he's like, in that first inning, I couldn't feel my feet. Like,
that's awesome.
It was, yeah, everyone should go listen to it because I think as reporters, we're all sitting there and we're like, our jaws are kind of on the ground because we are so ingrained. Even the guys where it's like, oh, yeah, he's pretty good. You know, Walker Buehler, he's accountable, whatever it is. He's pretty good, but we don't get that. We do not get that image in that tone from a player, from a major league player. We just don't. So that's another part of this. So I'll come now and ask you, Gordo. Half inning, you're watching. What was he? And I know you're going to say Tolley. We watched Tolley more than Skeens, correct?
Yeah.
All right. But what was the viewing experience like compared to what you think it would be like?
Well, it honestly was strange because you would think when someone like Paul Skeens is on the mound, and it was the same, I think back to when Shohei Ohtani came and pitched at Fenway Park. I saw him in person on that marathon day, on that marathon Monday where he pitched two innings and then it got rained out. But when that guy is on the mound, you lock in and you watch that guy. Like, that's a future Hall of Famer. That's a legend in the making. And somehow when Paul Skeens was on the mound, I didn't have those emotions because you can't duplicate it, and I had that for Peyton Tolley last night. After what he did in the first inning, when he went out and struck out two batters, and you saw his emotion on the mound, and you saw the confidence and the dominance of that first inning, it was, oh, here we go. Like, this is what we're going to get here. Okay, let's lock it in for this guy, because this is the present and future of the Red Sox.
That's Paul Bunyan.
Hold on, let me come
macro.
It's just like a guy from Maine, it looks like a big guy from Maine who has an axe. Just imagine that.
It's It's Paul Bunyan.
I'm thoroughly disappointed we didn't run with the bit.
Closer to the mic, Pat.
Bradfo, you know, we were talking about Gordo struggling to grow a mustache like Peyton Tolley.
I didn't know that.
He said he would let Peyton Tolley shave him.
Oh.
What do you think of that?
That's kind of, no, I don't, it's
I don't
creepy.
Like that.
I think
just,
you should let him do it.
Yeah.
Let him do it. Let him shave the mustache.
Ghost. I could reference like 50 pop culture references and Gordo wouldn't get any. So I'm not even going to like.
This?
Yeah, that guy. Paul Bunyan.
This is like a
it's gigantic. Ball. He's like, he's an epic creature. He's 8 feet tall.
He has a song, Paul.
Right.
Bunyan.
Yeah. Can we, Tommy, I know that you're running around there shaving your face and getting sound. At some point, I would like the Paul Bunyan theme song. But while we're waiting for that before Pat goes, here is the Peyton Tolley soundbite that I was talking about.
When Alex came to get you and you were walking back to the dugout, what was kind of going through your mind?
He came out and I turned to all the guys in the infield. I said, I think you guys are really, really cool.
Awesome.
So I was like, this is, I'm sure, you know, it's just like the rush of it and trying to look up and try to find my dad. But, and then the other side of that of looking up and hearing my mom still saying, hey, you're still a hack. So, very, you know, I'm pleased with it and just kind of came off the field with, you know, I gave it everything that I got and competed and had fun. And that's the bottom line.
So a couple things to pick through there. Number one, absolutely Chris Farley, if he was still alive, would do a great Peyton Tolley.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah. Gordo, do you know who Chris Farley is?
No comment.
Oh, my God. How do you survive? What do you do?
Are you serious?
There's no way.
I mean, when I mentioned he's staring straight ahead, he literally wanted to run out of the studio because he knew he
I knew it was coming.
Yeah. So, anyway, Chris Farley. Like,
Pat's face.
He's like, he would be like, that's awesome. That's awesome. So this is not nearly as fun when you only have two of the three knowing what you're referencing. But you would have that. You obviously have what he said about his dad, which I got a chance to talk to, who I got a chance to talk to on the field. Well, I went down. So Tolley came down to clubhouse, or he did the press conference, and they immediately went out the field. And out in the field, there was about 30 people out there. And I was fortunate enough to come out, and he was just hugging his dad. And then he hugged his 18-year-old brother. And then I went down and talked to his dad a little bit. And, of course, you know the story. I think you guys know the story. Peyton Tolley's mom passed away in May of last year before the draft. And the Red Sox, I thought, was really, really a classy move. As his dad pointed out, they left a seat for his mom and put flowers on that seat. So, like, when he just kind of sort of glanced through that part of it, but that was a big, big part of the story, his mom passing away and his dad, you know, being there and with his brother. So, yeah, so anyway, that was all of that, like all the, whether it was the hype leading up to it, the on-field stuff, how he did, and then the post-game stuff, and now we're sitting here, and we haven't even gotten to what this all means, but before we do, before we get to trend with Tommy, Pat, you watch that. Again, I assume that you're focused more on Tolley than you were Skeens.
Yeah.
Okay. Which, by the way, you don't understand when you see Skeens, like, it's not only that you get a guy who is good, who is better than everybody else. It's insane to think that he tied a career high last night with 7 hits given up. Ooh. He'd only given up 7 hits one other time, and he actually, that was a shot. He didn't allow a run in that game.
You shocked me with that tweet.
Well, thank you.
That was shocking.
I'm here to shock.
You thought you should know.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought you should know.
The shocker.
I mean, that's my way of saying, hey, listen, I'm here. I'm the gift that keeps on giving. But, so, you have Skeens, this gigantic figure of a man. And by the way, he is. He's taller than Tolley. He's taller than Crochet. Watching him walk around, I was in the clubhouse. I saw him, like, he's just a massive guy. So when you see that guy pitch, it is different. And then you know what he's done. But still, Pat, I'm not putting words in your mouth, but you said you're still watching Tolley. So with that in mind, was the viewing experience what you thought it would be?
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely was. And it's not a discredit to Paul Skeens. But Paul Skeens...
Oh, he was getting offended.
Yeah, I know. I know. He's
going to bust through.
With all due apologies to the Skeen family and Livy Dunn, I watched Peyton Tolley.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But you know what you get from Skeens. Like, you're going to get 6-7 innings. You're going to get one run, two. Like, whatever. Like, you know what to expect. So it's not even not that it's not worth watching. But the uncertainty and the excitement of watching Peyton Tolley, like, what does this guy actually look like, is every pitch you're just hanging on. Is strikeout, strikeout, strike. And, like, my biggest thing, too, is, and you kind of alluded to it with the post-game presser, was he has a personality. Like, whatever the opposite of jitters are, that's what he was showing last night. He skips over the line. He does a couple defensive shuffles. After the first strikeout, he, like, walks the mound. He looks at all the fans in the stands, gets back on the mound, then pumps 99 again. And you're just kind of sitting there, and you're like, this is real. Like, it, and it's kind of addicting because we've gotten used to it with Roman, Campbell initially, Marcelo when he was here. Like, there's something addicting about someone with hype coming up, and you bank on it. You cannot wait for it. And then it finally happens, and you're just attached to every single second of their debut, their first week, whatever it is. And last night was the same thing.
Well, the thing is that when you hope that something's going to happen because this was the biggest ticket of the season. We would all agree with that?
Oh, easy, yeah.
Yeah. So you hope that this is going to play out like it does, but you don't know. I mean, he might have like a so-so or less than so-so outing. You don't know.
He could have gone like two innings and reached 60 pitches.
Right.
And then he's already at
work. Right, and I was like, oh, it's a work in progress. He's still working on things. I mean, we've seen that plenty of times before.
But you know what's fascinating? I said this to Gordo last night when we were watching Tolley. He's looked the same, exact same at every level.
Well,
the same every time.
And I was joking, you know, throughout yesterday saying, hey, listen, if you tell Peyton Tolley one bit of advice, it's just throw a fastball down the middle for strike one for every batter. That's it. Because you just don't want to walk guys. You don't want to walk guys. But what did he do?
He threw a ton of fastballs.
First inning, 13 pitches, 11 fastballs.
Like 84%.
And then, by the way, striking out Brian Reynolds with a slider on the last pitch of the inning. But this is what we hear from Lance Brzozowski, who you want to go follow on Twitter, who really takes deep dives into pitching. He's been tweeting about how Peyton Tolley had the most effective, most impactful fastball in all of the minor leagues. He doesn't throw 100. He doesn't throw 100. But the extension, the action, you could see it from the get-go. That's one of the things that I wanted to watch, the hitters' reactions. And the hitters' reactions, and some of it is they hadn't seen him before, but the hitters' reactions were, okay, I get it. I get why you can live with that fastball 81% of the time. And so that's the point, is that we came away from this and like, okay, you know, that was the payoff. And that's why, yes, to come back to my original statement, this was a win for the Red Sox last night. Now, you can't have any – there's no more moral victories, man. You had your moral victory. Congratulations. But this was a win for the Red Sox. And we can get into why, not only because of how gratifying it was for everybody who follows the Red Sox and the fake mustache crowd and all of that, but we can get into why your mustache.
I got a real one here.
Yeah, I actually did a podcast this morning with a guy, Tanner Banks, who the reliever for the Phillies, who has an elite mustache, and so we were power ranking mustaches. By the way, Gordo, I cringe.
I know what you're going to say. No, he doesn't know who he is.
Do you know who Tom Selleck is?
Yes.
Hey.
No.
Yes.
Did you know who Tom Selleck was
before.
2 weeks ago?
Yes. I've known who Tom Selleck was for years. I want a party now.
All right. Okay.
Throw me a party.
All right. All right. All right. We got a lot of calls to get to. We got a lot of conversation to get to. Yes, the Red Sox are in the middle of the postseason race. They are right now a postseason team. They are a half, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, a half game up of the Yankee, behind the Yankees. They are a game and a half up on Seattle, correct?
Yep. I want to say more.
No, nine.
Oh, isn't it 2.5?
Okay, and they were not able to make up.
2.5.
They were not able to take advantage against the Toronto Blue Jays, who they are still three back on, which, by the way, even though Blue Jays got blown out, Shane Bieber, another good outing. I'm still going to keep saying it. Bieber.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you know what? You got Tolley, and that's one of the things we're going to talk about. This is part of the answer. This is part of the solution to a major problem that the Red Sox were having heading into October. All right, 617-779-7937. Tommy, how's the shaving going, all right?
I'm halfway done.
All right, halfway done. Make sure you take some photos. All right, here's Tommy, the producer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If this isn't Pete Coley's walking music, we aren't trying.
What is this?
It's a Paul Bunyan song.
It's telling you what it is. Listen to the lyrics. The lyrics are Paul Bunyan.
I can barely understand it.
Did we get the lyrics for it, Tommy?
They're on the screen right now with the version I am playing.
Oh, well, unfortunately, we can't. The listeners can't.
I will forward them to Gordo.
All right. And you can sing it. That's your penance for not knowing anything about anything other than baseball. You have to sing. That is absolutely. Are we all on board with this? Pat? But, Sammy?
Yes. I don't even know.
Penance for him not knowing anything but baseball. He has to sing the Paul Bunyan song before the show is over.
Give me
time to
here.
Prepare.
Yeah. I mean, what do
you
mean
here? I can put together
here.
A good show.
No.
I need to.
You have to.
I don't want to read it.
Yeah, you'll get
learn
it.
The tunes.
Yeah, you'll get it. Don't worry about it.
How am I supposed to learn in 2 hours?
Get on it.
Can you read?
Yeah, but I have to know the tune.
Whatever.
I can't read music.
You just heard the tune.
I got you. Between
in one ear, out the other.
All right. Anyway, this is the Baseball's and Boring Show. Where magic happens, such as Gordo reading. Ooh, when everybody woke up this morning, did you say, you know what? You know what is only the only thing missing from this Peyton Tolley extravaganza is Gordo singing the Paul Bunyan song. That's it.
My first thought.
And maybe him trying also to grow a mustache. All right, let's get back to the call. 617-779-7937. Jeff in Watertown. Always a pleasure, always an honor. What's going on, Jeff?
How you doing, Bradfield? How you doing, guys?
Great.
You know, last night was to me the best that I expected. I mean, I was hoping that he would throw strikes, get into the sixth inning, and come out and you know, look like a legitimate prospect. I haven't seen anything like this really since Clemens. I mean, he's really the last one. From the minute Clemens was drafted, you were just counting off the days. Waiting for him, like, okay, you have to go into Britain, you know, go through there. You have to go to Pawtucket, but get up, you know. But Clemens had some injuries early on, but this was just, yeah, you could not have asked for anything more. I mean, it completely just validated, you know, all your hopes, and it absolutely was a win. And I think, to me, the real thing about this weekend is that for once I actually feel comfortable saying, like, I think they could win the pennant. I've always felt that way, but I feel like the experience, like, I really feel like this team is getting the benefit of playing in meaningful games late in the year, and I just feel good about it. Like, I don't see any drawback here. I mean, I think, you know, I know Stephen Paul River can probably pick me apart at some point, but I think they can win the pennant, but I certainly am comfortable knowing that they are legit. And I was really struck on Thursday by Breslow on the Greg Hill Show, just how comfortable he sounded, really for the first time that I noticed in that format, where he really felt like you could tell that he was feeling good about it. You know, he's kind of mocking himself a little bit. And I just feel like this they have totally legitimized themselves. And it's a real good vibe.
Well, Jeff, you know, I think that, number one, with Breslow, he's getting more comfortable with that show. I think with Breslow, he's learning that part of it, right? I think he's learning a lot of the job. He's learned a lot about the job in the last year, the entire job. And part of the job is humor and interaction and doing those shows. And, yeah, so but that's not the main thing. What I want to talk about, Jeff, is your Clemens comp, because we're not comparing people to Clemens, right? We're not doing that.
Right.
We'll never do that. But it's a good one in the sense of the image that he portrayed, Jeff. Yeah. I'm going through people, young pitchers who were called up and portray that image where the physical presence and the out of the gate, wow, hitters are reacting that way. I can't remember a lot of guys, a lot of pitchers where you say, okay, you know, here's one. I'm going to give you one. Papelbon. Papelbon was sort of that way. Remember, he came up as a starter.
You're right.
Yeah, they used to call him John Papelbon. Mm-hmm. But I would say that was somewhat similar.
And if you remember the people they used to talk about, Clemens, he used to talk about John Wayne. I'm sure Gordo doesn't know who John Wayne was.
You know who John Wayne is?
You know, that was...
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't. That's no.
Mm-mm. But that was the comparison back then. They were like this, you know, this Texan, this tall Texan is going to come in and he's going to throw strikes, and you know, and you felt it, like you just felt like, okay, he has to go through the minors because you have to, but he's going to be here sooner than later, you know. And Peyton totally felt that way, but I didn't know for sure until you see how he performed. And I was perfectly prepared for him to give up, you know, three home runs and, you know, whatever. And you'd say, like you said, it's a moral victory. He got it. Instead, he comes out and he is just dealing and he's having fun. And it was just, you know, it was exciting. I mean, it really was, you know, it's exactly what the doctor ordered. And I'm really curious today about May. I'm really excited about today, because I think this is a team he can pitch to. And I'd like to see him get us back on track.
Well, Jeff, you just said it. It's exactly what the doctor ordered. That's well put. Well put by you. All right, Jeff. Good to hear from you, man.
See you next week. All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
John Wayne died 20 years before I was born.
I don't care. You know who George Washington is?
I was going to say that.
What's wrong with you?
I was going to say, you ever heard of George Washington? Great mind, Bradfo.
I have heard of George Washington.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Isn't John Wayne the cowboy?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm younger than you, Gordo.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Ooh, are we going to have a... Did you know who Paul Bunyan was, Tommy?
The big lumberjack dude.
Yeah, I know that. Did you know who he was?
Well, I knew like that from like an English class. He was
okay,
the guy
thank
in English
you.
Stories.
You paid attention in school. Gordo did not.
Count it.
All right.
I was just on Baseball
See?
Reference back in the day.
This is the evidence. Hey, kids. I'm talking to all you kids out there. Hey, kids. When you get bored at school, when you think that classes don't matter, understand that something you're being taught this week heading into school will impact you when you watch a very, very important Red Sox game. Maybe it's math, or maybe it's history about Paul Bunyan.
One
Who
of
knows?
These days, 10 years down the road, you're going to be on the Baseball Isn't Boring show, and you're going to wish you paid attention.
And it's amazing that most, like Sammy, Pat, highly educated. One of them is a doctor. But you, I don't know how you slipped through the cracks. All right, Wally in Fall River, what's going on?
Yeah, what's up, Bradfo? I know who Paul Bunyan. He was a woodsman from the Northwest. He was a you know, giant figure, and he had a blue ox named Babe. So I should know because we read about him in school. I'm a little older than you guys. But as far as being cool, you can compare. I think your buddies know who Don Johnson is. He was the epitome of cool. I mean, this kid, like I said, he kept his cool. He didn't rattle. But like I said, we're going to have to see what happens in this next step. But it's too bad we didn't win that game for him. But I'm a little concerned about the bats right now. We're wasting a lot of good pitching, guys. You think we're going to snap out of it? I mean, the Yankees seem to recover to what we've done to them. But I'm a little worried about the bats right now.
Well, Wally, thanks for the call, Wally. I will say this. You get somewhat of a pass when you go against Paul Skeens. Not much of a pass, but as we said, you made him give up a career-high 7 hits.
You made history last
You made history. Roman Anthony, we don't even talk about this, right? Roman Anthony stepping up to the moment. Everyone wanted to see Skeens versus Anthony. Well, there you go. Home run. Home run.
And a base hit.
Home run.
Yeah, two of them.
Don Johnson. You don't know who Don Johnson. I love when people bring up names and the fear in Gordo's eyes is so crazy.
I got a good one.
All right.
Cool Hand Luke.
No, he's not going to.
No, no, I don't.
Because Eck called Tanner Houck Cool Hand Luke, so I thought maybe Gordo would have Googled Cool Hand Luke at some point.
Do you know who Paul Newman is?
No.
Dude, if you say
what? Who's Paul Newman?
This is incredible.
In case people are listening, this isn't an act. This is, real. Like, he definitely does not know these people.
Wait, okay, can we back up? Who's Cool Hand Luke?
Paul Newman. Paul Newman is Cool Hand Luke.
Oh, okay. Cool Hand Luke is a character. Okay.
Yeah.
He's cool.
Yeah.
He's got a hand.
Okay. All right. 617-779-7937. So we talked about Peyton Tolley and the vibes last night. And anyone can call in if you were at the game last night, tell us what it was. And, listen, I mean, they lost the game. I don't know if you know this. Science and math both suggest they lost the game last night.
But they won in our hearts, Rob.
Well, you get – how many moral victories do you get a year?
One per half.
What was for the first half?
I don't know if I've. If
all right. Anyway,
I hate moral victories.
I'll
give it for this.
You just burned your moral victory.
Yep.
You no more moral victories. How many games do you have tomorrow? Monday. Monday is September. It is rubber meets the road month. It is a time where we have to pay attention. It is so important that we take this show on the road to Arizona next
week. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
And it is so important that it's my birthday next week.
Ooh.
It is so important that we have to start talking about how every single game is impacting that scoreboard that we see. It is that important. Like, this is the scoreboard watching. I don't think people can really appreciate this. They are a victim of the American League sucking, okay? Congratulations, Red Sox. You are reaping the rewards of that. It is what it is.
You're a beneficiary of it.
Yeah, what I'm saying. A victim, whatever.
Okay.
So it is what it is. But this is what makes this palatable. This is what makes this moral victory palatable. Because if you didn't have that, if you didn't have the idea that Blue Jays might probably lose, or the Yankees might probably lose, or the Mariners might probably lose, or Kansas City, whatever, then you're like, oh, man, you can't do this. But you can't do this anymore. That's it.
What also just has to do so much with, and we'll talk about it, but the Red Sox just released Walker Buehler. They did not have a fifth starter. So, yes, they lost the game.
Right. So this is, did you hear Cora last night? Cora basically said this was a big night for the organization.
Yeah, and he was right.
Right. And this was, and you see these after some of these games. Cora's like short and sort of pissed off or whatever it is. But still. Like, last night, he knew what was what. He knew that he had his moral victory. That was it. He knew that. But to your point, Gordo, and I want to talk about this after the break, is that what exactly does this mean? Because this can mean a few different things. And let's not get this twisted either. The Peyton Tolley did this against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Not a good lineup. All right? That's fine. It's a good way to ease into your new life. But we have to talk about what this means. If we are going to scream from the mountaintops about this, about moral victory, more important than the big picture, all of this, it was just soak in the vibes and appreciate everything, then we have to say, all right, well, this is why this is able to happen. This is why we are able to be optimistic going forward, because of this loss last night. Right? Correct?
Correct.
I'm
Let it be said.
Let it be done.
Let it be done.
Nailed it.
All right. Gordo, Pat, Sammy, Play Tessie, all with us. Tom, Behind the Glass. I'm Rob Bradford, Baseball's and Boring Show. We're with you till 3 o'clock. Oh, by the way, let me just tell you guys something. Please, can I tell you something?
You may.
The Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series official truck of the Red Sox. And that's exactly where we are. The Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studio at Fenway Park, where people are still buzzing. You can't lose this game today.
No, you gotta win the next game.
All right, let's talk about what's next for the Boston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Red Sox after this. Attaboy. I was trying to play that for my dog the other day. Of course, Otis the dog.
Did he notice it?
No, I wanted to see like what impact you would have on him.
My dog doesn't listen to me. Like, it doesn't matter what you play.
No, I know, but we're always playing the music.
He might react to you. If you get jacked up by it, then he could get jacked up. And then maybe when you play the song,
right,
he'll use it by
so. Yeah, I put a heart rate monitor on my dog. And then go from there. Okay?
All right.
Because I like science. Speaking of science, this is the best baseball show in the country. Not even close. Baseball is a boring show with Sammy, Pat, Gordo, the Play Tessie podcast, Red Hot. You guys just did an interview with Justin Slayton. When's that dropping?
Sometime next week. We got to figure out a schedule.
Oh, okay. Look at you. All right. Sometimes.
Because I don't know. Monday's weird day and we're flying out Thursday. So.
Good one, though. It was really good.
Good interview.
I believe you. Like, you don't have to convince me. I believe you. I saw it. He was engaged.
Convincing the listeners.
Okay. It was really good. Talked about bones sticking in his neck. It was great. It was awesome.
Baseball cards.
There you go.
Like
I dropped one this morning on the Baseballs and Boring feed. Bubba Chandler. Because I'm fascinated by former two-way players / top pitching prospects in baseball. In case people don't know, Bubba Chandler pitches for the Pittsburgh Pirates. They actually, before we get to the calls, the Pittsburgh Pirates, they are, have good pitching. Like, they are going to have good pitching.
Yeah,
they have legit good pitching. Hold on. Sorry. I don't mean to be so terse.
It's okay.
I was on a roll.
That's fine.
I was so proud of myself that I knew about the Pittsburgh pitching.
Go ahead.
Skeens, Mitch Keller, okay? You get Jared Jones coming back right next year. You have Bubba Chandler, the top, not even a lying, top pitching prospect in baseball. He's there. Mike Burrows, who used to be a top prospect, had Tommy John. He's back. He's pitching well. I'm probably missing someone, but that's, there you go. You're on your way. You're on the way. Congratulations, Pittsburgh Pirates.
Get some bats.
Sorry, Sammy, go.
Question for you. Is it an advantage or a disadvantage for Bubba Chandler to be in the shadow of Paul Skeens? Always a dynamic I've thought about.
It's not a disadvantage.
You think it's an advantage?
I think it's fine.
I feel like it's neither.
He can fly under the radar.
Well,
you're in Pittsburgh. You're under the radar.
Well, one
regardless.
Of the things that – so I talked to – the Pirates have the top prospect in baseball right now, a kid named Connor Griffin, who's a shortstop slash outfielder, 19 years old. And I actually talked to him at the Futures game about Skeens because he was in Major League camp. And you hear the same thing from Bubba Chandler. Skeens, yeah, he's young. He's only 23. But the way he does stuff, people follow him around. People, like, appreciate his method – his approach, his routine, all of it. And I saw that, guys, I can't remember if I told you, I was here at 1:30 yesterday walking down the studio, and I see this massive figure with a yellow tank top on. I said, is that Paul Bunyan? No. No, it can't be. No, it's Paul Skeens. And he was walking out to the mound to test the mound, and then he's walking all over the field. Then he walks to the bullpen, and then he walks underneath the stands. I thought he was coming to the studio. I don't know where he went. I ran down. But he's walking all around the park just to sort of get the lay of the land. I love that. I love that. Right? It's like you guys. Like when you do a show, you want to test the mic first. You want to see how the seat feel. You want to simulate people heckling you from behind the glass here at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. Which, by the way, what a place to be. Really? I mean, what a place to be. Let me tell you. The Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers at the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get your great deals now, including on F-Series official truck of the Red Sox. So.
Nailed it.
Bang.
We had talked about what this means going forward. What does this Toley thing mean going forward? Because we're always spinning it forward, and the aura and the memories of last night will fade off. But what will linger will be Peyton Toley pitching in the Red Sox rotation. Before I get to all your takes, let's go to Kevin in Saratoga Springs. Hey, Kevin, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Got a good.
Take for Toley. Well, I was there last night, 19th game of the year. Unfortunately, they're sitting around 500. Someone asked me on EEI when I called. I'm sitting at 10-9 on my record for this year of my games. But it was electric. I mean, Toley, big guy, funny guy. Reminds me of Shane Gillis.
Ooh, that's a great vibe, comp. You know? Do you know who Shane Gillis is?
I do.
Right.
I do.
That's a great comp. You know, so, Kevin, before you go,
yep.
How about this?
Yeah.
We're going to get to the elite comp. Like, when we Nathaniel Lowe, we got to the Travis Shaw, Mike Cart comp. So that's good. Shane Gillis, Kenny Powers, maybe a mix. Some of Kenny Powers.
Yeah.
Chris Farley. That's my three, right? Shane Gillis, Kenny Powers, Chris Farley. Boom.
That's a trio. That's a threesome. That's a menage a trois that made him.
That's one way to put it. So what else you got? Oh, Kevin, let me ask you, though. You went to the game, right?
Yeah.
So now you said you have been to what, to 19 games?
Yep. Didn't get tickets today, so I'm going the next 2 days.
Okay. What level was this crowd? And I know it was a good crowd, a Friday night crowd, Toley versus Skeens and everything else. But how would you relate it to any other game that you went to?
I mean, this was just a click below a Monday night game that I was at recently.
Oh, the Royals.
I think that it was and that was the largest announced crowd at Fenway, paid crowd. Brought one of my friends who was from Turkey and never been to a concert or a game before. I mean, that was an electric night. Jaren Durant hit a 3-run homer to win it. But
it was a great night last night. I mean, we could have won that game. Weissert came in, you know. I think we should have just stuck with Toley through that inning or just brought in Weissert to start the inning. But it is what it is. It's one game. We play 162.
We do. Thanks, Kevin, man. We do play 162. Science and math suggest that.
I like Kevin.
All right.
Good take.
Shane Gillis is the best comp so far.
Yeah, what do you say, Ben Gillis?
Shane.
Shane, thank you. All right.
Ben Gillis.
Shane Gillis. Tell me if I'm wrong. Shane Gillis. Do you know who Kenny Powers is?
Yes. I only know the image, though. I've never actually liked
it. All right. Shane Gillis, Kenny Powers, Chris Farley. I'm not saying, no, and I'll have to throw in a fourth for appearance sake, Paul Bunyan. If you have a mix of Shane Gillis, Chris Farley, Kenny Powers, and Paul Bunyan.
An absurd mixture.
That will give you Peyton Toley.
I have a take. I think four is too many. I think you got to pick three, and I would take Farley out because you have two funny guys with Gillis and Farley.
Well, I'm still stuck with that press conference says, hey, guys, you're awesome.
You guys are so cool.
These little guys are so cool. all right, if you want to take one, fine. I'll do it. That's fair.
Three is more appealing to humans.
I looked up the baseballs and boring bylaws. Yes. Point of order. Raise your hand if we could only have three instead of four. All right.
Science, man.
All right. Four say yay. All right. Shane Gillis, Kenny Powers, Paul Bunyan.
Love it.
There you go.
Confirmed.
Equals Peyton Toley. All right. We still are going to get to what this means, but we're going to up against a break. It is very important what Peyton Toley is to this team. Not only last night, but going forward. And a reminder, the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio is brought to you by New England Ford Dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. And yes, we are at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. Everybody out here is very excited. Raise your hand if you're excited. Yay! All right, everybody's excited. I see that.
Whoa!
Oh, there you go. So
he's excited.
That was a flyby. I scheduled the flyby. I see the Toley jerseys all out and about. It's already catching fire, by the way. There's a lot of Campbell jerseys early in this year.
Oh, yeah.
They try to get out ahead of that. And a little, like, side note to that. So they are quick with the jerseys. The Campbell jerseys, the Meyer jerseys, the Anthony jerseys, the Toley jerseys.
There's Toley jerseys?
Yes.
All right.
You don't see them?
No, where?
Well, I'll show you in the break.
All right.
So, but going back to yesteryear, I remember John Lester. I mean, he was months into being good, maybe a year, and it's like they still don't have my jersey in the pro shop.
But they had some icons on those teams. I feel like prospects also weren't.
They weren't.
Yeah,
that's what we're saying. It's a
different environment. They've had five of these guys debut this year.
It's a different time. All right, 617-779-7939.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.